During animal health emergency situations, communication among individuals involved will be essential. This includes relaying information between responders or conveying information with animal owners or producers or animal health workers. In some instances, language barriers may impede communication. This just-in-time training presentation will discuss ways to work around language barriers during an animal health emergency. It is important to understand when language barriers may occur during an animal health emergency. While every situation varies, language barriers may involve animal owners or producers whose animals are affected by the emergency. There may be a need to convey instructions to follow, such as evacuation or sheltering directions, or to explain response measures needed, such as quarantine of a premises or depopulation of animals for disease control. Any of these situations will be stressful for the animal owner, making the need for effective communication across the language barrier that much more essential. Another situation may involve the need for assistance from farm employees with response tasks, such as animal handling or implementing biosecurity measures or safety precautions. In some situations, these employees may not speak or understand English, but their training and assistance may be essential. The agriculture workforce has become increasingly diverse in language, culture, and education. Many agricultural workers are immigrants who have limited English language skills. The majority are Hispanics from Latin America, particularly from Mexico. However, a diverse number of other immigrants from Asian and European backgrounds may be included in language barrier situations. A 2012 survey indicated 47% of farm laborers and supervisors are foreign-born, 50% of workers and supervisors are Hispanic, and 31% had less than a ninth-grade education. Additionally, in U.S. homes, Spanish is the most spoken non-English language. Providing information and possibly training to these non-English-speaking individuals will be challenging and require creative approaches to convey essential information during the response. There are some key strategies to addressing language barriers during animal health emergencies. One of the first steps is to identify an individual that speaks the language as well as English. This person can serve as an interpreter to convey your message. This might include a farm or crew supervisor, perhaps a respected community member, or an interpreting service. Check with other agencies involved as well for bilingual responders. Once identified, this person should be uniformed with some type of visual indicator, such as a colored vest or colored tape on their protective outerwear. This provides easy identification when an interpreter is needed. As with anyone you may interact with during a response, remain calm and professional. If the individual does understand some English, speaking slowly and clearly can help provide them time to assimilate words you are saying. Emergency response tasks can contain a number of acronyms or disciplinary jargon, such as PPE or C&D or donning and doffing. Try to avoid using these terms or explain them using everyday language. Repeat important information several times to emphasize the key points. Also be aware of cultural factors. For example, immigrants may be reluctant or apprehensive to communicate with governmental entities. Animal owners will be distraught following an emergency situation as well as from the loss of their pet or livestock. Be patient and communicate with respect to help build trust. Provide information in small increments to allow processing and comprehension of the information. Frequently check for understanding and verify before continuing with additional information. Watch the individual's eyes, facial expression, or body language for signs of comprehension, confusion, agreement, or disagreement. Whenever possible, provide information in various forms, including spoken and visual methods. Provide translated signage or handouts in the needed language whenever possible. Language boards can be helpful for communicating in the field, as can picture sets or drawings. These may be pre-made or drawn in the field. Information on overcoming language barriers during animal health emergencies is limited. However, these resources address the topic for health and safety training, medical emergencies, or law enforcement situations and can be applied to animal health situations. Information provided in this presentation was developed by the Center for Food Security and Public Health at Iowa State University College of Veterinary Medicine through funding from the Multi-State Partnership for Security in Agriculture.